Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bill Zito said you're going to, you know, come in and play important minutes, have a chance to make an immediate impact. Where do you feel like you can help this team the most?
Yeah, you know what? I think I could, you know, help in, you know, every opportunity or every system, or, you know, penalty kill, power play, 5-on-5. I think, you know, over the years I've learned and, you know, made strengths and, you know, all those areas. And I'm a guy that, you know, can log, you know, heavy minutes or, you know, minutes that need be. And, you know, I know, like you said, looking forward to, you know, hopefully, you know, doing that. And, I'm just happy to be here.
We'll take our next question from Jamison Olive, FloridaPanthers.com.
Brandon, welcome to South Florida. I got to ask, what's it like just now being suddenly thrown into a really heated playoff race here and maybe kind of knowing you will be playing in the postseason here in a couple weeks?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's one thing where I know in Anaheim past, you know, when I was in Anaheim, we were kind of going on downhill there, trying to, you know, push back, and I know they're trying to go in a different direction. I get traded to Buffalo, and same thing, we're losing a lot and not having a chance to play in the playoffs. I'm fortunate enough to play my first 2 years, you know, conference finals, and you know, playoffs is what it's all about. My goal was to, you know, come into this year, obviously, you know, Buffalo, we had a tough go so far, and just want to end on a good note, you know, get a good playoff stretch here. Obviously, you know, these guys are having success and doing well this year. So I just want to join that and keep the train rolling. And, you know, just, you know, playoffs around the corner. So I'm just having that itch to get back in, you know, any hockey player, especially with, you know, the experience that I've had there. You just want it that much more. And like I said, the last couple of years have been kind of rough on, you know, standing points on my team side, but, you know, happy to, you know, join these guys and, you know, push forward.
And you mentioned the guys, do you have any connections to any guys on the team, and have you heard from any of them yet?
Yeah, a few guys. I know a few guys, so that was good. You know, looking forward to, you know, getting to them and meeting them all, and, you know, continuing those relationships. And just a few guys. It's good to, you know, in Buffalo, I went in blind, didn't know anyone. And, but again, we're all hockey players, you know, we all share the same interests, so it's not going to be too hard to get involved.
Thank you.
We'll go next to David DeWork, Local 10.
Hi, Brandon. A big part of your game is a big part of what Coach G's probably going to ask you about in terms of like puck possession and pushing the pace and all that. And does it excite you knowing that you're going to a place where you can really kind of let that part of your game fly out?
Yeah, you know what? Pushing the pace, like you said, creating offense, you know, using my legs, using my energy. I think that's a big strength of mine. And defense first, obviously, make those plays and, you know, continue up the ice and, you know, help the forwards as much as I can. You know, the offense isn't really, you know, in Buffalo, we struggled offensively. So numbers and we struggled there, but I'm hoping to get back now. And like I said, create my legs and get that energy going right off the bat here and help these guys, you know, towards the stretch.
We'll go to Nick Garrido, Channel 7, WSBN.
Hey, Brandon, welcome to South Florida. I just wanted to ask, what's your excitement level about playing for Hall of Fame type coach and Joel Quenneville?
Yeah, really excited. You know, obviously you said it right there. It's, you know, the resume speaks for itself. So to get to learn and experience and talk and, you know, all those things with a guy like that and his staff, you know, I'm always, you know, looking forward to that and excited just to put on that jersey and, you know, start something fresh. And, you know, I think I needed that. And, you know, like I said, I'm ecstatic to, you know, get going here. I'm excited and just looking forward for the whole thing.
We'll take a couple more. We'll go to Aaron Brown of the Hockey News.
Hey, Brandon. I know you just mentioned the last couple teams you've been with. It's been a little bit rough, but do you feel like you've landed in a spot that's going to allow your skills to really show through?
Yeah, let's hope. You know, it's one thing where we've spoke a few times now, and you know, I think he sees, you know, my strengths and wants to use those the best we can. And I think this team is, you know, going to allow me to do that. You know, obviously there's some high end talent up front. The defense like to move their feet and get up in the play. And like I said, we've already said that, like, I've enjoyed my strength, you know, lean towards that. And you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, continuing that, helping these guys. And like I said, the talent we have on this team, hopefully, you know, that can transition. And I think it should be an easy transition.
And I'm sorry, just curious, you mentioned T. Do you mean Coach Q when you, in terms of talking to, or
yeah, both, I think staff, okay. Staff and the GM there, Bill, we've had a couple of conversations, and like I said, they're excited to have me. I'm excited to be here, and fresh start. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, let's get going here.
Thank you.
We can take one last question from Lance of the Buffalo News.
Hi, Brandon. First off, just thanks for everything during your time in Buffalo. Appreciate all the professionalism and everything, your patience and understanding.
How'd you get in here?
I know. But now, when you reflect on your time in Buffalo, I know you're looking ahead now, but I mean, just how difficult was it with all the things that sort of that were out of your control that really not only impacted team performance, but you personally, whether it was the coaching changes. I mean, you had three different coaches, the minor injury to start last year, playing on your offside. I mean, just how difficult was it to gain traction, you know, the last 2 years there?
Yeah. You know what? I don't really want to get into specifics too much, but you know, obviously, you know, getting traded from Anaheim, like I said, they were going a different direction, trying to get younger, you know, getting traded to Buffalo. We were kind of on an upswing. I think they were kind of struggling there, but even at the start, you know, they traded their coach right away. So I didn't even get to experience that. Ralph came in, great guy. He brought a staff. Unfortunately, you know, hurt my knee at Worlds there. So that was a long summer of, you know, recovering that. And then, you know, I think day three of training camp, I broke my hand. So I think I was out for 15 games there, and then tried to make my way back. You know, the record, you know, our record showed, you know, it might be tougher, you know, most players on that team stats wise and stuff like that, but was feeling good towards, you know, end of that season. And then this year, you know, it's switching offhand, you know, playing 7D, or I know last year played a couple games on forward, like it was kind of all over the place. Didn't really know much of a role, you know, it's hard to, you go in expecting these things, or trying to show your strengths, then you're kind of flip-flop from right to left. So struggled to find my role after that hand injury. And then, but I think as the year went on, it played well, finished off, you know, pretty strong, and was happy going into the last summer. And then this year, same thing. I think trying to find my role, left side, right side, it's, I know they're trying to find, you know, Ralph was trying to find ways to get wins, and then another firing there, that which doesn't help anyone. And I think once Donnie came in again, that's another fresh start. And like my, you know, I played more on my right side. Unfortunately, no power play time, which, I mean, that's up to the coaches. I think that's one of my strengths, but I mean, you can't do much about that. You know, it's, I'm a player. My job is to be on the ice and do whatever I can. So that's not a big deal, but try to find my game again. And right now I think I'm in a good place. You know, hopefully it transitions here. And like I said, I'm just looking forward to it. Buffalo was great to me. Like I said, the records, you know, didn't show much, but great staff, great players. You know, I'm going to miss a lot of those memories, those relationships I had. And like I said, just looking forward to now.